Hello everyone, hello. This class is being given Li'ilui Nishmas, Wacholeya, Bas, Reb Chaim Tzvi. Okay. In our previous class, we finished the Chafetz Chaim's Hakdama to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and now we're up to the Psicha. This is called the introduction. And this Psicha, the purpose of this Psicha really, is to lead into the famous list that the Chafetz Chaim speaks about, the list of mitzvos and averos that a person violates when he speaks Lashon Hara. At the end of the previous class, the Chafetz Chaim introduced that list, and he said that he's going to have a list of the many violates. And so far we've presented two reasons why, the Chafetz Chaim presented two reasons why he's giving this list. Number one, to wake us up, to scare us, stop speaking Lashon Hara, look at all the averos that are involved with Lashon Hara, look at all the mitzvos that a person's losing. Okay. Number two, the Chafetz Chaim mentioned in a footnote, and he mentioned later in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, number two, at least have a partial success. At least it won't be hefker. Again, the Chafetz Chaim mentioned, Lashon Hara is a very strange mitzvah, a very strange aveira. It's an aveira that a person can violate thousands of times in his lifetime. It's hefker. That's the word he uses a few times. Wanton. Like, there's no limit on this aveira, unfortunately. At least, if one learns the laws of Lashon Hara, and one goes over this list, at least it won't be hefker, and they'll speak less Lashon Hara, and we discussed at some length the idea of partial success is better than nothing, and we should learn to take pride and feel good about the partial success, and that will ultimately motivate us and inspire us to move to the next level and succeed in ultimately conquering the Aveira totally and not speak Lashon Hara at all. That's reason number two, which the Chafetz Chaim gives. Okay. Now, this introduction, this Psicha, is here to lead into a third reason for this list of the 30 mitzvos and Aveira. So the Chafetz Chaim starts again by just recapping by discussing the severity of Lashon Hara. And he gives more examples of where we find in the Torah and in Chazal how severe Lashon Hara is. Number one. The Chafetz Chaim writes here in the Psicha, it's the eighth line of the Psicha, as follows. Kama ro'os atzumos shenasabu ha'idei hamidah ha'maguna azos. Lashon Hara caused many terrible problems. Kamo she'adu ha'shechet ha'nachash ha'ya ha'ikar ha'idei Lashon Hara. The chait, the original chait of the nachash, was the chait of Lashon Hara. How so? Shediber Lashon Hara al Kadosh Baruch Hu. He spoke Lashon Hara against Hashem, Rachmano Litzlan. That's what he did. Sha'amar min ha'ilon hazer achal bares olam. The Medrash explains that the nachash said to Chava, Hashem is like a jealous God, and he ate from this tree in order to be able to create the world. And Hashem doesn't want you, Chava and Adam, to have that ability. So when the Nachash was convincing Chava to do the Aveira, he spoke Lashon Hara, like it says here, against Hashem. So the first chait in the Torah that caused so much destruction begins with the chait of Lashon Hara. Well, that's what the Chafetz Chaim quotes here. You know, we find this idea. This idea is known to us from another source in the Chumash. This is quoted in Rashi on the Chumash in Shmos Perek Dalet. It's on the source sheet, source number one, as follows: When Hashem is talking to Moshe, and he's telling him, "You should go take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim." And Moshe is saying, you know, at the beginning, Moshe didn't want to go. Maybe Aaron should go. Somebody else should go. Not, you know, Moshe originally said no. Hashem spent a few days convincing him in a sense. So then finally Moshe says to Hashem, they're not going to believe me when I tell them that you sent me. So Chazal said that was Lashon Hara that Moshe spoke about Hashem. It was Lashon Hara. So Hashem gives Moshe two signs. One sign is that his mata, his staff, turned into a snake. Well, why did Hashem give Moshe specifically that sign? That the staff turned into a snake. So look here in Rashi. This is in Shmos Perek Dalet Pasuk Gimel. Ramazlo shesiper Lashon Hara al Yisrael. Hashem was giving Moshe a remez that he had spoken Lashon Hara. And that's why the stick turned into a snake. Why? V'tafas umanaso shel nachash. And Moshe had grabbed onto the ways of the nachash. Moshe here, when he spoke this mistake in Lashon Hara, this was like the nachash. This is the avera of the nachash of Lashon Hara. That's a Shmos Rabbah in Perek David. So this idea that the first avera in the Torah, the first avera in the world, is an avera of Lashon Hara, that the Chavetz Chaim quotes, is found there in Rashi on Chumash. Okay, that's one example of the severity of Lashon Hara. Another example, the Chavetz Chaim goes on, and he says here, he says, Gam ikar sibas yirides Yisrael l'mitzrayim. You know, what were the causes that led Am Yisrael to go into Mitzrayim? You know, Yaakov and his sons. So Chazal have different pshatim. One of the pshatim is, it was because of Lashon Hara that he quotes here. The Lashon Hara that Yosef spoke against his brothers. Vayave Yosef as the Bosamra El Aviyam. Then Yosef spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers to Yaakov. Yosef said that some of the brothers were calling the sons of the Shvachos Avadim. So that was Lashon Hara, Mida Keneged Mida. He was called an Eved later on, as he quotes here the Medrash. Now, Hagam Shahayilo Tam Deheter Al Adiba, Shevikama. Shemi Shehevi, Kemoshe Per Shamar Farshim, Im Kol Zerei Shelo Hogelo Shum Heta. This is very interesting. The Mefarshim explained Yosef Hatzadik had reasons why he was speaking this Lashon Hara, and the reasons were for Toelis, and he had good intentions. But somehow, on Yosef's level, Chazal are telling us there was a mistake somewhere, and Chazal say that Yosef was punished for this Lashon Hara. This is an important idea. The Chofetz Chaim here is hinting at it, that the Sfarim point out, Yosef had Toelis in mind, and even when he had Toelis, and he had good reasons, but still, somehow, there was some minimal level that it was still Lashon Hara. And so therefore, the Galus in Mitzrayim was caused by Lashon Hara as well. So the first chait, the chait of the Nachash, which brought destruction to the world, it brought Misa to the world, ultimately, was Lashon Hara. And the one chait that led to the going down to Mitzrayim was Lashon Hara as well. And then third, the Chofetz Chaim again repeats what he said earlier, that the reason for the Galus that we're in now, is because of Lashon Hara. For old, Kol Sivas Galusenu Ata, Hu Ha'ikir Rak Mishul Maisei Meraglim. The Galus we're in now is primarily because of the Chet of the Meraglim. Kamo Shekasov Bit Tehillim, as we saw earlier, two classes ago. Vayisa Yadolem Lahapil Lazarosan Baratos, Kamo Sheperish Rashi Sham. And Iker Chet Hamaraglim, Hayah Lashon Hara Shotsiu Diba Al Haaretz. That the Chazal say that the destruction of the first base Hamikdash was originally decreed because of Chet Hamaraglim. Rashi quotes that Chazal there in Tehillim Kuvvav. The Chofetz Chaim here quotes it, that they were bochel b'chiyah shel chinam, they cried for no reason on Tisha B'Av. So Hashem was gozer a b'chiyah l'doros, that they'll cry for generations on Tisha B'Av with the churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chofetz Chaim here is saying that the galus was caused because of Lashon Hara. Now we discussed earlier, just to remind, this is a fascinating comment, because right now we're in the middle of galus of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Chofetz Chaim here is quoting the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. So I mentioned two classes ago that there's an idea in the Mefarshim that the Bayis Sheni wasn't a full Geula. It didn't have the Aron, it didn't have the Shechina. And therefore, if the Bayis Sheni wasn't a full Geula, then the Golus we're in now, in a sense, is still the Golus of Bayis Rishon. And therefore, if we want to undo the Golus of Bayis Rishon, we also have to undo the chait that led to the Galus of Bayis Rishon, which was Lashon Hara. And so that idea that Bayis Sheni wasn't the full Geula adds a lot to this comment. It adds a lot of strength to this comment of the Chofetz Chaim. I mentioned two classes ago that I mentioned this to Rav Nevensol Shlita, and he said, Emet V'yatziv. Very, a lot of chizuk there. Emet V'yatziv. Okay. So the Chafetz Chaim here is describing how terrible Lashon Hara is, and it causes so much destruction, so many bad things. Well, now he goes on, and the next paragraph he leads into the third reason why he has this very long list. Here he goes. Umipnei Godel Haraos Shenimsu Bamida Hamaguna Hazos. And because this Mida of Lashon Hara causes so much destruction, so many terrible things, he's Hira Hatora Osanu Bipratut Al Zeb Lav Dulseach Rachel. There's a special love in the Torah, don't speak Lashon Hara, as opposed to other midos that are bad and wrong and you shouldn't do them, but they're not a lav in the Torah. Look here in the parentheses. V'lo kimo kas v'achzarius v'leitzanus u'shar midos hanishchasos. There are other bad midos. Getting angry is terrible. And Chazal say terrible things are people who get angry. Leitzanus, people who scoff all the time. Terrible to be a leitzan. But you don't find a lav in the Torah, a pasuk in the Torah that says, don't be a late and don't get angry. Afshagam heima mashchisim es Torah hanefesh tzurata. These are very destructive for our neshamas. V'gam aleim ramza hatorah b'kam makomos. The Torah hints at these in many places. Im kol ze ein aleihem lav v'feirush b'minyat hayag. There's no specific lav. So this is a fascinating point that the Chofetz Chaim here is emphasizing. Lashon Hara is very, very bad because there's a real lav about Lashon Hara more than other bad midos. And now he leads into the third reason for the long list, for Od Nira. And this third reason for the long list, we discussed already back in the first, the first two classes, we discussed this idea that the Chafetz Chaim is saying here now. The Od Nira Pashut, Tam Acher, Ma'asheh Hira HaTorah B'Prat HaZeh, Kasher Nedayek Be'emes B'Prat HaZeh. If we look into this Aveira, this specific bad mitzvah, carefully, Tehainu Lashon Hara Ruchilus, Lashon Hara, Nimsa, Kimat Heim Kolim Kol Halavin V'Hasein, Sheyim Sebaram Achavero, V'Harbe Meramu Makam. It's interesting. The laws of Lashon Hara, the Isra of Lashon Hara, is intertwined with many, many other Averos Ben Adam Achavero. The Chafetz Chaim says almost all of them. And many Ben Adam Makam as well. In other words, Lashon Hara is so severe that Hashem gives it its own special love because Lashon Hara links up to so many other aspects of our lives. Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Makom, Kasher Nevar Im Yirtzeh Hashem, as I'm going to explain, as Chafetz Chaim says. Therefore, the Torah was his hero, Tana. The Torah warned us about this specific love. Don't get caught with this love because it'll lead to so many others. So this is the third reason for the list. The Chafetz Chaim wants to show us that if you keep the laws of Lashon Hara, you're saved not just from Lashon Hara, but so many other areas of life in Olam HaChaver. And if you don't keep the laws of Lashon Hara, then you end up overlapping and being involved in many other Averas, unfortunately, in Olam HaChaver, and some Ben Adam L'Makom as well. So this is like the mini introduction into the long list, the famous list of a total of 31 mitzvos and Averos that are connected with Lashon Hara. And this is the third reason for the list, that the Chafetz Chaim here wants to show that the basic lav of Lashon Hara, and it's a real lav, not like the other bad midos that we find hinted at in the Torah, but this is a real lav in the Torah, the basic lav of Lashon Hara links up, it's intertwined with so many other mitzvos and lavs that he'll be discussing as well. Oh, so these are the three reasons for the list. One, scare us to speak, to try to stop speaking Lashon Hara at all. Two, at least, it shouldn't be wanting, it shouldn't be hefker, and we should speak less Lashon Hara, and little by little get to the level of not speaking Lashon Hara at all. And three, we should understand all the ins and outs and how it's interconnected, Lashon Hara, to so many other aspects of our lives, so many other aspects of our Bodas Hashem, both Ben Adam L'Chavero and Ben Adam L'Makom. Okay, now we're ready for the list. This is the famous list of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He starts first from the Lavin, and then he goes to the Aseim. Already in the list, we have, just in the Sefer, on top is the Mekor HaChaim, and the bottom in the footnotes is the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, where he gives the footnotes, the sources for everything. And we'll see already in the first halacha, in the first, a good example of how the footnotes work. So let's begin. Okay, the Lavin. Lav Aleph. Lav Aleph, of course, is the classic Lav in the Torah. Lo Seilech Rachel Be'amecha. Don't be a talebearer, which the Chafetz Chaim, the Rambam says, means also, don't speak Lashon Hara. So let's see inside and let's read this carefully. Lav Aleph. Hamraga b'chaveiro, over below tase. The word meragel means to spy out or to slander. The meraglim spied out the land and they slandered the land. We'll see in a few minutes, Bezus Hashem, a beautiful pshat, why the Rambam and some places in Chazal use the language of meragel. The Torah uses the word rochel. But we'll see, Mamash, the first word here is a beautiful pshat. We'll see in a few minutes, Bezus Hashem, of why the word meragel, to spy out, to slander. Okay. Hamiragel b'chaveru over below tase shenemar, l'selich rochel b'amecha. Don't be a rochel. Ezehu rochel, what's a rochel? Zeh, a peddler. Zeh, shetoen dvarim, you pick up things here. V'holech mizeh l'zeh, you go from here to there. V'omer, and you say, kach amar ploni alecha. Here's what ploni said about you. Kach v'kach shamati al ploni shalosilach. Here's what so-and-so said, did to you. Af apishu emes. Even if it's true, it destroys the world. That's rechilus. Rechilus is when you use speech to cause someone to get angry at somebody else. You're starting up trouble. So a peddler, somebody finds out, Reuven finds out that Shimon did something which Levi won't like. Reuven runs to Levi and says, Levi, here's what Shimon did. So when Reuven tells Levi that Shimon did something which Levi won't like, and Levi gets upset, Reuven spoke with Chilus. Okay, that's with Chilus. And it's very destructive, even if it's true. And there's an Aveira that's even worse than Chilus. V'hu Lashon Hara, and that's Lashon Hara. And here's the key line. V'hu Bichlal Lavzeh. And Lashon Hara is included. It's included in this Lav. And Lashon Hara is where you speak negatively about your friend. Bignus Gnai means something derogatory about your friend, even if it's true, and that's Lashon Hara, and that's worse than Rechilos. We'll get back to that Bezer Shem in a few minutes. Aval Haomer Sheker, but if you lie about your friend, Nimsa Motsi Shemer Al Chavero, that's Motsi Shemra, that's even worse. If you lie about something, if you speak something negative about something, that's a lie. So this is the famous first lav of the Chafetz Chaim, Lo Seilech Rachel Be'amecha. It's Aser De'araisa to speak Lashon Hara. So really, you know, we could stop right here. It's a lav, and that's it. Okay, but unfortunately, there are many more, and we'll get to them. But it's a lav. That's the first thing you have to know, that speaking Lashon Hara is a regular, at least a regular, ordinary lav in the Torah. We'll see later in the future classes. Maybe we'll do a little bit of it now. It's like eating treif. If you eat treif, it's a real lav. Just like eating treif goes against the pasuk in the Torah, speaking lashon hara goes against the pasuk in the Torah. Now, what's the idea here? So there's rechilus and there's lashon hara. So this is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam maintains that Lashon Hara is worse than Rechilus because Lashon Hara focuses on something that's specifically negative, evil, derogatory, it's bad, it's something negative. Rechilus, theoretically, it's like this. When you speak Rechilus, normally Rechilus also includes Lashon Hara. But it is possible to construct a case, the Sfarim construct a case, it is possible to find a case where you could speak Rechilus, which is not specifically Lashon Hara. In other words, Reuven's speaking to Levi, and what he says to Levi isn't necessarily derogatory about Shimon, but it'll get Levi angry at Shimon anyway. So since theoretically there's a case of Rechilus which might not be negative, therefore Lashon Hara, which is negative, the Rambam says, is more severe. Therefore, if the Torah says Rechilus is Aser, then Kal V'Chomer automatically Lashon Hara is Aser as well. So the Torah is specifically referring to the specific word in the Torah refers to Rechilus. But since Lashon Hara is worse than Rechilus, so that's what the Rambam says, this Lav includes Lashon Hara as well. So if a person speaks Lashon Hara, they violate this Pasuk, Lo Seilech Rechil Be'amecha. Okay. Now, look in the footnote here, the Be'er Mayim Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Hamaragel, Kol ze shekasavnu mevur b'Rambam, Perek Zayin Hilchos Deos. Everything I wrote here is in the Rambam, Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin. So I Xerox that, the Rambam's Hilchos Deos Perek Zayin. So let's read it together here. It's on the source sheet, source number 2. This Rambam, source number 2, is what the Chafetz Chaim quotes in the footnote. And I did this on purpose to show just how the footnotes work and gives us a sense of how the Sefer is written. Let's read it inside, and we'll notice something. It jumps out at you if you compare this source of the Rambam to Lav Aleph, you'll notice something interesting. So let's see inside. Hamaragel, okay, this is the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Normally in class, I ask people who wants to read, so I guess I will. Okay, so I'll read. Hamaragel b'chaveiro, over below tase, shenemar, lo sevich recha be'amecha. Oh. V'yafal pi shen lokin alav ze, you don't get malchus for this lav. Avon gadahu, it's a terrible aveiro. V'gorim larog nefashos rabbas miso, and it can cause people to kill people. Oh, l'kach nismach lo l'samar adar mayecha. Okay. Ezehu rachel, who's a rachel? Zeh shu toin tvarim v'hoich mizel l'zeh. V'omer kach v'kach amar ploni, kach v'kach shemati al ploni. Afa pi shu emes, omer emes, harei zeh machribes ha'olam. This is the Rambam. Yesh avon gadol mizeh, ad me'od. V'hu b'chal lav zeh, v'hu lashen haro. V'hu amasaper b'gnuscha ver af pi shu omer emes. Avahomer sheker, motzi shemer al chaveru nikra. That's called motzi shemer, etc. What's very striking about halachas Aleph and Beis in the Rambam? What's very striking is that the Chafetz Chaim's Lav Aleph is nearly word for word from the Rambam. And that's what I wanted to show you, that when the Chafetz Chaim wrote his Sefer, he really tried very hard that the language of the Sefer, as much as possible, is the language of the Gemara, is the language of the Rambam, is the language of Rabbeinu Yonah. That he's gathering, he's organizing, and this adds a lot of even more authority to the Sefer. And this is a great example, that Lav Aleph in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, basically he took the words of the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Aleph and Beis, and he put them together, and he created Lav Aleph. This is a classic example of how the footnotes work. You can trust the footnotes, that the Chafetz Chaim was very careful when he wrote his Sefer, and how he used the sources, and how he found the sources. And this is a classic example. Lav Aleph is nearly a word-for-word takeoff from the Sefer, from the Rambam himself. Okay. Now, good. That's the Chafetz Chaim. Now, what about this language of Miragel? It's an interesting language. The Torah uses the word rochel. Rochel means a peddler. Someone who, you know, rochel, you go back and forth, you take things from here to there. How come we find, already we find in Chazal, this language of Miragel, and that's the language of the Rambam, Hamiragel b'chaveiro, and that's the language of the Chafetz Chaim quotes here. What's the significance of the word Miragel? So now it's like this. There's a wonderful Sefer, Be'ez Hashem, I'll be using it a lot in these classes. It's called the Sefer Nesivos Chaim. Nesivos Chaim. It's written by a Rav named Rav Moshe Kaufman Shlita. Big Tom Chacham lives in Bnei Brak. And he wrote, really, this is the classic work on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He took the Sefer Chafetz Chaim and analyzed it completely in depth. He went through every line with carefully. He quotes, like once in a while, the Chazon Ish might argue on the Chafetz Chaim here and there, or if there's a different approach here, or the Rishonim say things here, and he brings the source and he analyzes from the Gemaras. It's a wonderful, wonderful Sefer. All of the modern Hilchos Lashon Hara Svarim, all of them refer and quote the Sefer Nesivos Chaim. We'll be using it a lot, Be'ez Hashem, in these classes. So he has a comment here, and really here, he's basically just quoting Rashi on Chumash, but he quotes Rashi on Chumash, and he points out what's happening here, that this word Miragel is very significant. So look here, it's in source number 3 on the source sheet. With the Nesivos Chaim, he basically quotes Rashi, and he discusses this idea of Miragel. He says here, Hamaragel b'chaveiro, hu lashon harambam, v'nakot lashon Miragel b'makom rachiyu, And the Rambam chose, Naka means to chose, to use, to cho, he chose the word Ragel, Miragel, instead of Rachel. Vayin Rashi ala Pasuk, and he says, refer to Rashi and the Chumash, Lo Selech Rachel, that Shelo Matsanu Rachel below Halicha. Rachel means to go. A Rachel always means you walk, you go somewhere. Then he points out that Rachel and Ragel sometimes are interchangeable. And what's Rigul? Sheholech Bebeis Chaveiro Liros Ma Yir'e Ra O Ma Yishma Ra L'saper Bashuk. And that's the Lashon of Miragel Maisa Rigul. He's quoting here from Rashi, that Rashi says that Rachel? That Rachel means that again, you go Miragel, you go to the other house. Go. Hochin Bebate Re'em, they go to their friend's house, L'ragel Mayi Ura Mayi Shmara, L'saper Bashuk, and that's what Hochei Rachel, Hochei Regila. What's happening here? What's happening here is as follows. Again, Rashi basically says it, but I'm not sure I would have noticed it if an Nesivos Chaim didn't flesh it out a little bit. Lashon Hara speakers very often end up being proactive, and they go and they look for the negative things. They spy out. You see, if you're a Lashon Hara speaker, and you know, hey, I talk Lashon Hara, so you know, later in my day, I'm going to speak Lashon Hara to someone. So if you know that later in your day, you will be speaking Lashon Hara, so then, naturally, you end up being, you hear your neighbor, you hear yelling at your neighbor's house. Oh, so you go over, you listen, what's happening? Oh, you go to spy out. And so therefore, Lashon Hara speakers end up often becoming what? Miragel, miraglin. They're searching. They look for it. It's like spying out the bad things going on at their neighbor's home by other people. So the language of miragel is very sharp. The Rambam chooses this language in order to teach us an additional severity of the law of Lashon Hara. That Lashon Hara often leads to, and it's often accompanied by, spying out, looking for the slander, looking for the bad in people. And therefore, it's a very deep idea here that Chazal used the language of, and the Rambam of Miragel, that Lashon Hara often ends up being overlapping with spying out on others as well. So that's the significance, not much of the first word of the Sefer, Miragel, and added severity of Lashon Hara. Okay. So this is the first lav. So Lashon Hara is a full lav, a real lav. Now, the Chafetz Chaim makes this point and discusses this in many places in his Sefer, both in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim and in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. And if all of us would just inculcate this one idea, that Lashon Hara is a real lav, it would change everything. When I was in high school, one of my Rebbeim said, I forget which one, one of my Rebbeim said, but this I think is a famous saying, you know, people are so careful, Baruch Hashem, people are careful with hashgachas. You know, we're careful what we eat. This hashgacha, that hashgacha. So a Rebbe of mine once said that if people were half as careful with what came out of their mouths as to what comes into their mouth, what a different world we would have. It's a beautiful, emistic, sharp statement. If people were half as careful with what came out, as what came in, what comes in. If someone says, you know, this, I'm not sure there's a hashgacha on it. I don't know. I didn't see the hashgacha on this. Oh, I'm not going to eat it. So somehow we're careful with what, Baruch Hashem, we're careful with what we eat, Baruch Hashem. And somehow, so what comes in, we're careful. And what comes out? And the Chafetz Chaim here is saying that Lashon Hara is a regular, ordinary lav, like eating tray food. And we have to train ourselves to be just as careful with Lashon Hara as to being careful with what we eat. So I just want to read together. There are at least, so far, that I'm sure there are more, at least four other places where the Chafetz Chaim makes this specific point that he compares Lashon Hara to eating treif, to eating to other aveiros. Look here in footnote Vav. Footnote Vav is a very long footnote. So in the middle of footnote Vav, the Chafetz Chaim says as follows: Hanimsa kazeh, do we find like this bechol avonu shebolam? Do we find any other aveira? Lemashal, inira she Echad nichshal be'achilas chazir b'shogeg. Let's say a person by mistake ate treif meat. V'nochiach oso al ma she'aver al Torah Hashem. And you say to him, oh my gosh, you know, you ate treif, you shouldn't do that. V'lo ishkiach ha'atzmo. And he wouldn't care shelo lovo lezeh, that it won't happen again. Would he take another piece right there? Somebody ate treif meat by mistake. So that's one example where the Chafetz Chaim makes a direct comparison between speaking Lashon Hara and eating treif. That's in footnote Vav. A little bit later, this is in the Aseh, in the Mitzvah Aseh, in Mitzvah Aseh Hey. There is an asterisk footnote. In Mitzvah Aseh Hey. And the Chafetz Chaim there is saying as follows. He's talking about how if someone's speaking Lashon Hara and you're able to stop them, you should try to gently stop them. And he says as follows. Eich yitochen im echad roesh echaveiro yisroel oche besar chazir, chas v'shalom. You see a fellow Jew eating treif meat, eating a cheeseburger. Yanichenu mitchila sheyokal al smach shechenu acharkach. Would you let him eat it first and then afterwards? Oh, by the way, you know, you probably shouldn't have done that. If you have a person who, if you assume he'd listen to you, if you assume he's going to listen to you and he'll stop, so tell him before he eats not to eat the treif meat. Bevada made it in, you should tell him first. So the Chafetz Chaim again makes an exact comparison. We should view Lashon Hara like a real Avera. So if someone's going to listen to you, if you think someone might listen to you, so then try to gently stop them first before they do the Avera. That's a second example where the Chafetz Chaim makes an exact equation, comparison, more than a comparison, an equation. And it is an equation. It's a real Lav. We saw the Lav Aleph in the Rambam. An equation between Lashon Hara and the Avera of eating treif. Well, another example the Chafetz Chaim gives. This is later in Klal Dalid, Halacha Yud Aleph. There's another long footnote in Klal Dalid Halacha Yud Aleph. And the Chafetz Chaim there again is discussing when it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara, when it's usher to speak Lashon Hara. Oh. And he's saying as follows. And he's saying that sometimes people think, listen, if I speak this Lashon Hara, I'll get ahead a little bit, it'll save me some money, I might get a good business deal. Okay, so he says that's terrible. Listen to the example he gives. He says, let's say a person says to himself, Kashem od lamabo, it's very hard not to speak Lashon Hara, because I'm going to lose money. Oh, the person will tell me something which will help me save money. Af ani yashivlo, I'll respond as follows, the Chafetz Chaim says. In other words, if a person says to you, look, if I keep the laws of Lashon, I'm going to lose some money. So how do you respond? Let's say you're right. Let's say it'll cost you money, a little money. V'chi mutar gehoshit kos yayin lenazer b'shvil sheyistaker mos hoshar hana. Is one allowed to give, to do an aveira, to give wine to another? Another is not allowed to have wine. Can I give wine to another to make a few dollars? V'chein hacha binyanenu. Halo iser lashon hara al kol panim einenu garua mishari suri haTorah. It's no less than any other aveira in the Torah. V'chu bishvil sheyagia lo mizeh to'elas yavias chaveru le'iser. Just because it'll help you benefit a few dollars, you can cause someone to do an aveira, speak Lashon Hara, cause someone to hear Lashon Hara. Again, the Chafetz Chaim keeps on saying, Lashon Hara is a regular, ordinary, real aveira. No worse than any other lav in the Torah. That's the beginning of the Sefer. We have to say it over and over. He says it over and over and over again. One final example is in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. Again, it's actually very interesting. The Chafetz Chaim, he writes in the introduction, you're really supposed to learn the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon together with the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. That's why, by the way, the book A Lesson a Day is a wonderful book, because in the Lesson a Day, what they do is, on each page, there's a lesson from the Shmiras HaLashon, a lesson from the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and a lesson from Shmiras HaLashon, because they're really supposed to go together. Over and over again, you find the Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon elaborates and develops on themes and ideas which he mentioned already in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. The two books, Mamish, go together very well. Oh. So he says as follows. Again, another exact, this is in Shmir Salashon, Shar HaTzavuna, Perek Gimel. Again, there's an asterisk, the footnotes here in the bottom. V'chein, im eira shehischil ledaber, a person began to speak, v'hirgish bi'atzmo, and the person, you can tell, you can, he feels to himself, shekishe yisayim b'diburo, as he continues and finishes to speak, yilochid al yedei zeh b'avon lashon hara. He'll get caught up with lashon hara. Oshar dvar iser. So a person starts talking, and he says, oh my gosh, wait a second, this is leading to lashon hara. So what should he think to himself? Listen to this. Yis azer b'nafsho, strengthen himself. Lilcho mim yitzro, fight with the yetzer hara. Lifso b'emsa, stop in the middle. How can you work on stopping in the middle? V'yasi es hadvarim minyan acher, and change the subject. Now, dumya like im hayu modim lo bi emsa achilaso. What if you're in the middle of eating? You're eating a hamburger, and as you're chewing on the hamburger, shezehu dvarisir, it's aser. Bevadai haya poseg takeif. Right away you'd stop. Haya polate. Afil mashatoch piv. You'd spit out what's even in your mouth. That's what people would do if someone's eating, and in the middle of it, oh, that's aser. Right away they spit it out, and they'll say, you know, sometimes a person's eating. And he's eating something. Oh my gosh, I'm fleshic. And right away he'll spit it out. Baruch Hashem. We're trained like that. That if something's trafe, wait, you spit it out right away. And then later worry about the details. And what if it's a little embarrassing? It's embarrassing to spit food out in public. Chazal say it's better to look silly in this world forever than to b'shemayim. Not to be rushed up and trying. V'ali rusha sha'achas lifnei makom. So the Chafetz Chaim says, that's what you should think about. Just like if a person was eating, and in the middle of the eating, then suddenly he realized that it was us, right away he'd spit it out, and even if it was a little embarrassing, he tried to spit it out in a careful way. But people won't. If it's us, you're not going to eat it. Baruch Hashem, that's how we're very well trained. What about lashon hara? You're talking, and this happens. This happens in real life. You're talking, you're telling a story, and then you realize as you're talking, oh yeah, this is about to lead to something which is questionable. And so what do you do then? So stop and change the subject. It's not so hard to do. You can do this. It's possible to talk a lot and not speak lashon, and you change the subject. And this gets back to what we discussed in the last class from the Chafetz Chaim. You can talk about a lot of things, and you don't have to discuss the lashon hara. So that's what's happening here, and that's the first lav in the sefer. The lav of Oserech Lacha Be'amecha, speaking lashon hara, is a real full lav. The Chafetz Chaim says it over and over again, and as Rebbe said in high school, we should be half as careful with what comes out of our mouth as to what comes in. Okay, now this idea of the lashon hara is a lav. You know, this should be enough. It's an aveira, and that's it. And this should be enough for us, and it should be enough for us. Okay, but we're going to learn more. We're going to discuss more. We're going to learn more ideas, and we've discussed already other ideas, the depth of how lashon hara affects so many areas of our life, the reasons for the issur of lashon hara, the depth of the idea, and this really brings us to a beautiful Dvar Torah, that I once heard from my Rebbe of Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. Beautiful idea, which gets to the heart of the connection between the mitzvah itself and the reason for a mitzvah, and the depth of a mitzvah. Okay, it's like this. The word ta'am. In Hebrew, the word ta'am means reason. The reason for a mitzvah, the ta'am ha-mitzvos, tet ayin mem. The word ta'am also means flavor, taste. Very interesting that the word for reason is the word for taste. So Avaron said he thinks that this confluence, I think, not just that word, this confluence, that the same word is used for reason and for taste and flavor, teaches the following idea. In Yahadus, it's good to understand the reasons for mitzvahs. It's good to understand and learn a mitzvah in depth. Like we're going to learn we are learning this mitzvah in depth. It's very good to learn and study the reasons for mitzvahs. You have a deeper understanding. But that's why there's a Sefer Achinuch. It gives a reason for all the mitzvahs. But we have to understand, the reason for the mitzvah is not the essence of the mitzvah itself. the essence of the mitzvah is, I do this mitzvah or I don't do this avera because Hashem commanded. And that's it. Hashem says, I do what Hashem says. When you understand the reason, so then you get more into the mitzvah, you understand it better, it talks to you more. That's very good, but it's not the essence of the mitzvah itself. So Rav Aaron said, the reason for the mitzvah, it adds flavor to the mitzvah. It's not the essence of the mitzvah itself. It makes the mitzvah taste better, you understand it better, you're more into it, and you're more excited to do the mitzvah, or more excited to avoid the aveira. And that's why the word, this is beautiful, the word ta'am means reason, and it also means flavor. That's what we're doing here. The fact that Lashon Hara is alav is enough. It's alav. We don't do aveiras. We don't eat trey food. We don't speak Lashon Hara. It should be enough, and it is enough. But on top of that, we're learning the background and the reasons and the ideas and how it affects this and this and so many areas of our life. All of that, we understand the reason for the mitzvah, the depth of the mitzvah. We get more into the mitzvah, more excited about it. We'll be able to do the mitzvah better and avoid the aveira more. So Rav Aaron gave a mashal, and I'm taking his mashal with a slight change as follows. Mitzvos are like vitamins. They're good for you. They're good for you. They're healthy. Vitamins are healthy. You go to a doctor, and you're run down. So the doctor says, take these vitamins. So we take the vitamins. We trust the doctor. Why do we take the vitamin? We trust the doctor. Most people don't know why this vitamin helps. No, we trust the doctor. Okay. Mitzvos are like vitamins. They're good for us. They're good for us physically, they're good for us emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, in all the ways. If we trust the doctor with vitamins, then kal v'chomer, lahavdil, 1,000, 1,000,000,000 times, we trust Hashem for mitzvos. If Hashem says do a mitzvah, we do it. Mitzvos are like vitamins, they're good for you. If there's an aveira, don't speak Lashon Hara, you don't speak Lashon Hara. However, when you understand the reason for the mitzvah, when you understand the reasons behind the aveira, then you're more into the mitzvah. You're more excited to avoid the aveira. You're more excited about this halacha. Mitzvos with reasons, they're not just like vitamins, and I think this is a very good mashal. Mitzvos with reasons are like Flintstones vitamins. They taste good. You enjoy them. And you want to have more than one. You want to have 5 and 10. And you get excited about the vitamins. Excited about the mitzvos. That's what's happening here. That's why you learn a topic in depth. The mitzvah is a vitamin. If Hashem gives a mitzvah, you do it, period. Hashem says a lav, you don't do it, period. Lashon Hara is an aveira, we don't do it, period, like eating treif. But it's good to learn about the mitzvah and analyze it and discuss it and figure out the reasons, figure out how things fit together, figure out the impact of the mitzvah. Because when you understand things more deeply, then you're more into the mitzvah, more excited about the mitzvah. Mitzvahs are like vitamins. Mitzvos with reasons, mitzvos with understanding, mitzvos with depth are like Flintstones vitamins. Okay, that's the first lav in the Sefer that the Chafetz Chaim in the list, and with that we'll stop here.